There's not much of a market for horse meat in the United States, but there used to be over 20 U.S. processing plants that sold American horse meat to Asian and European markets. Well, last Friday, on our program asking, "What do you want from Obama's second term?" we got a call from a listener demanding that President Obama reintroduce a ban on horse slaughter.
Reintroduce the law to ban the slaughter, the roundup and slaughter of our American Mustangs, the wild horses. Obama signed it back into law to okay to round these horses up and sell them in, I believe it was September 2012, and I think it's really unfortunate. These horses are being rounded up. This is our national heritage, and it's kind of a follow-the-money thing, because if you look to see who's funding all the lobbying to go ahead and kill the wild horses, it's the people that own the mineral rights for gas and oil on those lands, and in some cases, uranium. If the horses are gone, they don't have to deal with so many environmentalists looking into what they're doing.
That's the call we got from a listener last Friday. It got us curious, and joining us now to talk about the history of horse slaughter in the United States, Seattle Times reporter Linda Mapes. Linda, thanks for your time. Linda Mapes, are you with us?
Yes, here I am. Good afternoon.
So that caller was asking to bring back a law to ban the capture and slaughter of wild horses. Did we have such a law at one time?
Yes, we did. From 2005 forward, there was a ban in the U.S. Congress in the appropriations language for the Department of Agriculture against using any U.S. taxpayer money to do USDA inspection of horse meat that would be sold for human consumption, and that effectively shut down the horse slaughter industry in the United States. But that changed, actually, at the beginning of this federal fiscal year, such that at the moment, anyway, you could use U.S. taxpayer dollars to pay for USDA inspection, providing a market once again for horse meat overseas or in the United States. However, there are no longer any facilities set up to do that kind of slaughter or inspection because it was shut down for so long.
Linda, why did that law get changed?
Well, it got changed partly because of the activism of people who argued that you really need to have a slaughter market for horses, in part to control the population of wild horses, both in Indian country and on U.S. public lands. Without a slaughter market, those horses would multiply. They actually breed very successfully and even outstrip the grazing areas available for them. So there was an argument, and a successful one, ultimately, to reopen the possibility of having a slaughter market so that animals that were untrainable, old, feeble, unwanted for whatever reason, or because owners couldn't afford to feed them during the recession, would have a place to go. And it needs to be said that those animals were, in some cases, still being slaughtered. They were just being trucked very long distances across the borders to Canada and Mexico for slaughter. It's not that slaughter completely stopped. It just stopped in this country. And even people who hated to see slaughter argued that you ought to have a U.S. market where it could be regulated and watched in our country rather than proceeding under unknown or sometimes documented to be horrendous conditions.
Linda, we noticed that Snohomish County recently voted to ban killing horses locally as a human food source. Are there other local moves like that, and is there a national move to bring back the ban?
Definitely. The Humane Society of the United States is looking for a sponsor in Congress for a bill that would outright ban slaughter rather than doing this backdoor funding move. They're also looking to once again shut down the use of funding for inspection of horse meat sold for human consumption. They don't yet have a sponsor for that legislation, and they haven't been successful in reversing the funding ban, but they are trying to do that. Locally, I'm not aware of any other actions by councils and counties to prevent the startup of facilities. It could happen, of course.
Linda Mapes, thanks so much for your explainer. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Seattle Times reporter Linda Mapes. From KUOW, I'm Ross Reynolds.